Time Falls Away, written by Chawupa and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, but with a warning for major character death. This is part two of the These Small Hours Still Remain series. There is a man sitting in a chair next to Tim's bed. He doesn't remember the man's name, or how he got here, or why Tim is in a bed in the first place. He doesn't remember a lot of things right now. He blinks at the stranger and finds he isn't too concerned about the lack of memory. The man is old, or, well, older than Tim thinks he should be. He has crow's feet around bright blue eyes that sparkle with mischief and care. His smile is a soft, sad thing as the stranger realizes that Tim is awake and shifts to look at him directly. The man makes Tim feel safe and loved, so he reaches out an arm much heavier than it should be, used to be, Tim isn't sure, to take the other's hand in his own. "I know you," Tim croaks, voice raspy and thin. "You do you?" the man teases gently. His crow's feet deepen even as the sadness in his eyes grows. "I do," Tim says. He doesn't quite know the man's name yet, can't quite reach it, but he doesn't have to. "I call you Starling." Starling's whole face softens and his shoulders sag downwards the smallest bit. "You do," he says. Tim blinks at the stranger holding his hand and then turns to inspect the room he's in. It's his room. The room in Wayne Manor that Alfred had given him when he was Robin. He doesn't quite recall when exactly that was or what happened to make the gift necessary, but as he inspects the room, he finds himself humming a tune he just barely remembers. The room hasn't changed much since then. Or, that's not entirely true. The layout is the same as he remembers, but the decor is more abundant the longer he looks. There's more pictures on the walls, posters that he swears he had up are gone, and tchotchkes on the bookshelf are more numerous than he remembers. He isn't sure when he changed the decor, but he isn't concerned. His eyes track lazily back to the man by his side, Danny. Danny is his name. Danny squeezes his hand gently and Tim says, "I love you." Danny's smile is just as bright as the day they met. Tim isn't sure how he knows that, but doesn't let that scare him. His breath catches and he detangles their hands so he can reach to trace the man's lips with his fingers. "I love you too, Starlight." Tim opens his eyes when Danny squeezes his hand gently. He isn't sure when they slipped closed. It should scare him, probably, how hard it is for him to stay awake right now. He should probably be concerned with how heavy his limbs are, how little awareness of the world around him he has. He can't really find the energy to be worried. He lets his eyes wander the room again and feels his face light up in a grin when he catches sight of the person on the opposite side of the bed from Danny. Dad. He doesn't remember the last time he saw Alfred, let alone the last time he called the man Dad, but the endearment falls from his lips as easy as breathing. Alfred smiles at him and reaches to take the shaking hand Tim is inching his way. "My dear boy," he says softly. "Oh, how I missed you." Tim squeezes Alfred's hand and turns back to look at Danny. His Starling has tears in his eyes, but there is more relief on his face than sadness. "It's time, then," Danny asks. Tim isn't sure what that's supposed to mean. His hands twitch in aborted muscle memory, and he says, "I don't know where my phone is. Did you need the time? My alarm clock's gone, too." Danny huffs in amusement, and Alfred smiles indulgently. "There's no need for either of those, chum. It's 11:43 on Tuesday, October 13th, 20XX. "Oh," Tim says. The time and date is familiar. He turns back to look at Danny. "Already?" Danny nods. "Already." Tim takes a deep, rattling breath as he feels his eyes start to close of their own volition. The fear he should have been feeling earlier rears its head, and he says, "You'll meet me, right?" Danny squeezes his hand. I promise, Starlight, I'll be there. Alfred didn't live long enough to walk Tim down the aisle at his wedding, but that's okay. His dad walks him home at the end of it all anyway. The end. Authors and notes. In case it was unclear, Tim had dementia. The background is that Tim and Danny, when they first found out about his illness, had a conversation about whether or not Tim wanted to finish out his natural lifespan, regardless of how bad his memory and body got. Tim said that he did, so Danny supported him through it. He didn't want anyone there to see his last moments except Danny, so their kids and nibblings and siblings and whoever is still alive weren't told the exact time and date. Alfred, as his dad, came to escort his ghost to the realms, where he will meet up with Danny and the rest of their family that had already passed. Also, I'm not sorry. The end for real.